USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's decision to stop a President Trump-era State Department investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has two Senate Republicans requesting information on why he would stop the fact-finding process. Senators Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, and Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, wrote a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and President Biden saying, "We write to request information regarding recent reports that President Joe Biden's team shut down an investigation into the origins of the pandemic, which included examining the theory that the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China." U.S. House members plan to introduce two bipartisan bills Friday. The first bill, the Made in America Emergency Preparedness Act, would establish a 9/11-style bipartisan commission. The second bill, Never Again International Outbreak Prevention Act, calls for allowing grieving families to sue China by stripping sovereign immunity from it and other countries. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update from the deadly shooting near the airport in San Jose, California this week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The death toll from the mass shooting at a Northern California light rail yard increased to 10, including the gunman. The attack occurred at the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose on Wednesday. 8 people died immediately. The gunman also killed himself. Investigators are still trying to determine why maintenance worker Samuel Cassidy shot 9 co-workers and then killed himself. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo said the victims knew the shooter well. Officials say Cassidy started a fire at his home before he left for the shooting. Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith said that Cassidy fired off 39 rounds and appeared to target specific victims.
After 5 successful flights, NASA's Ingenuity helicopter on Mars experienced an in-flight anomaly. On May 22nd, Ingenuity began adjusting its velocity and tilting back and forth in an oscillating pattern. The helicopter landed safely as NASA investigates. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
During the Trump administration, the United States cut funding for the World Health Organization for its incompetence.
The WHO, that's the World Health Organization, they seem to be very China-centric. They should have known, and they probably did know, so we'll be looking into that very carefully.
President Biden rejoined the WHO early in his term. Now Facebook is doing an about-face on some of its political policies. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Facebook announced that posts pushing the hypothesis that COVID-19 is man-made will no longer be banned on the platform. The social media company in February stating in a blog post that they would take down posts that contained what they called false information about COVID-19. Facebook adding that they would remove accounts, pages, and groups that share those claims repeatedly. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to press for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, one of the senators looking for an independent investigation, tells Fox News the WHO should not be involved in any independent investigation.
The World Health Organization is not capable of undertaking this investigation because, frankly, the Chinese won't allow it. I think it's quite possible, let me tell you, that the Chinese government, the Communist Party, itself doesn't exactly know what happened because they don't have a system where if you won the Wuhan lab and you somehow had an accident and this caused a problem, you're going to self-report it. People like that get fired, they disappear.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.